Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What's going on, everybody? We've got something very special to share with you. Thanks to Audio Boom, we're giving you an early sneak preview of one of their newest shows. It's called Dead Man Talking. Now, Dead Man Talking is an amazing podcast that investigates the death row confessions of the famous railroad killer to see if he was lying in order to slow down his journey to the execution chamber, or if he was even more sinister than anyone could have imagined. Angel Resendez, a.k.a. the railroad killer, crisscrossed the U.S. by freight train in the 80s and 90s, choosing his victims at random before he was executed by the state of Texas in 2006.
That's right, but before his death, Resendez spoke to journalist Alex Hannaford and claimed on tape to have killed more than he had taken the blame for. The authorities said that Angel Resendez was lying in an attempt to delay his own death, but haunted by the crackly interview tape, Alex is determined to investigate. Then a letter arrives from a woman serving life in prison for her husband's murder, telling him that Resendez once confessed to that killing too. So if you like true crime podcasts or just enjoy a good thriller, then you're going to like Dead Man Talking. Enjoy the sneak preview and subscribe now wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
The train track itself from the parish home, I would say it was maybe less than 50 feet.
He had a biblical and religious significance, that he was an angel from God. He was on some sort of a mission.
The young man found brutally bludgeoned to death along a railway track.
Found dead by the train track.
Post-mortem lady had sex with at least Karen, if not both bodies.
Holly Dunn and her then-boyfriend Chris Meyer were walking back to a party along railroad tracks in 1997. What was supposed to be a fun night would have a dark turn of events.
I want people to know that he was an evil person. He was someone that wanted to do harm to people.
Complete paranoia. Just fear at every corner. We're now sleeping with guns, and we're now carrying guns everywhere we go.
They called him the railroad killer, and for more than a decade he crisscrossed the US by freight train, jumping off at random and bludgeoning his victims to death with whatever blunt object he could find.
Angel Monterino Resendez, alias Rafael Resendez Ramirez, is now on death row in Huntsville, Texas, and is scheduled to die by lethal injection.
I first met Angel Resendez in 2003.
I'm just going to give it a test to see if it works, okay? We'll just give me 2 seconds.
Here was this small, diminutive guy who was okay. Overweight and very softly spoken and didn't seem physically capable of these crimes at all.
Sometimes I used to chap somebody and throw them in swamps.
Which swamps?
Was a little bit out of my depth in 2003. I was only beginning my career as a journalist interviewing inmates. What I wasn't prepared for at all, though, were his confessions. Resendez began to tell me about additional murders he'd committed.
So she's in prison for murder?
For murdering her husband when I did it.
Hello. I was shocked there'd been no real investigation into this confession and that a woman was still serving life in prison for the murder.
There is always that underlying thought that he could be lying, but then you have to investigate to the fullest.
It would be easy for a body to go undiscovered for 20, 30 years. I mean, it happens all the time. It's concerning to me that we have families out there that don't have any closure because we haven't found these bodies.
So there's some pretty unique things on that tape. I only spent an hour with Resendez, but in that hour, I heard some things that blew my mind. And in this podcast series, you're going to get to hear them too. Join me, Alex Hannaford, in the Dead Man Talking podcast from October the 2nd. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Dead Man Talking on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Run for the fences, Riley.
When their backs are turned.
Follow the railroad, Riley.
When their backs are turned.
Up over the mountains, Riley.
When their backs are turned.
You'll find the place for
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.